Hi guys, you'll have noticed that this is my second story boo, I suppose you'd call it. I suppose you could call this the story evening or the storytelling evening, whatever you want to call it, I don't mind. And you'll have noticed the last one was on fashion and how I got into fashion. That's just kind of story related if any of you are interested in that one. Now my second one is a bit more, I suppose, close to the bone for a lot of the people who view my blog, and it's a lot more intimate. And it's just basically how I myself became a visually impaired person. I didn't actually get sight loss. I didn't have a deteriorating condition or anything like that. I've just been born the way I am. So I still call myself visually impaired. I'll always call myself that. I'll never classify myself as being blind, severely sight impaired, because I just don't believe in those terminologies. I don't like them. Now, I was born with a condition called septo-optic dysplasia, and it's an endocrinology condition that affects the pituitary gland that's located behind the brain. So, basically, what the pituitary gland does that any normal one would do, rather, that mine doesn't do, is that mine doesn't produce the amount of hormones that my body needs for things like stress levels. So when I break an arm, or if I ever did break an arm or hit my head, I wouldn't be able to create the amount of hydrocortisone that I need in order to counteract the effects. So I can't deal with stress in the same way a normal person could. In normal, my definition of normal in medical terms is someone who doesn't have my condition. So it also affects my optic nerves, which connect the brain to the eye, as I'm sure many of you know. They are severed. A lot of them are severed, severely damaged. Some would say beyond repair. And it has left me with one eye that's completely blind. So my right eye, I have actually no sight in it. My left eye, I have 10% central vision and a lack of depth of field, so loss of acuity vision, so I can't see things from a far distance. So it's a thing over 6/24, so what someone could see at 24 meters, I could only see at 6. So, you know, that's basically kind of what I can see. I can see colors, read print, I do astronomy, I've got good vision when it comes to things like intricacy. It's just not when it comes to peripheral things and mobility. So that's me laid out on the table. There you have it.